Hello, and welcome to the Marketing in the Margins podcast, where we talk about the how-to of marketing your business while also running your business and living your life. I'm Katie, your host, marketing mentor, and fellow entrepreneur pal. Let's get into it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back. I'm saying welcome back sort of to me. I'm officially back from spring break. My kids went back to school today, and we had a great break. It was some of the crappiest weather we've had for spring break in a long time, but we had a good time and the kids are back in school. And I did something that I'm actually really proud of and I haven't done in a long time. I actually took a full week off. If you're on my mailing list, you know that like I didn't send emails last week. I didn't record a podcast last week. Like I didn't do anything last week. And it was funny because it sort of went against like everything they tell you, like batch your content and plan ahead so that you can take a week off and your business can keep running. Guess what? My business kept running. I didn't batch or like really plan any content for the week, you know, and if you've been listening, you know, I'm like off of TikTok and I've really stepped back from socials a lot. And it was just like not a priority. It was a priority for me to take a break and to work on my brain a little bit and my nervous system a little bit and spend time with my kids. And that's exactly what I did. And I'm really proud of myself because I think that's something that's been hard for me to really like take that step back, like a very intentional and real step back. And I think it's hard for a lot of small business owners when like you're it, right? Like you are the one doing everything. So if you don't do it, it doesn't happen. Also, nothing falls apart if nothing happens. So it's okay for 1 week. But we're back. And we're back with a new episode. And actually, this episode was chosen by the community over on Threads, my new favorite platform. I put up like three different options of things that I've been wanting to talk about. But what do we want to hear about right now? And they chose it. So today we are going to be talking about choosing the right freebie / lead magnet for your business. I love a lead magnet. I download lead magnets all the time. I love putting together lead magnets. I love coming up for ideas for them. I probably create too many for myself. Like I can get in a little bit of like a lead magnet black hole with myself. And I have to remember that I don't need to like be creating a new one every few weeks, but I love them because they like do so much for your business. And it is sort of like a set it and forget it product or piece of content. You create it once, you get it set in your system, you create an email sequence to follow it, and it is working for you sort of in the background of your business. But before you can create a lead magnet, you need to decide what lead magnet is right for you, for your business, for your audience. And so that's what we're going to break down in this episode. And I should start off by saying, like, what is a lead magnet? I think if you've landed here, you probably know a little bit of what a lead magnet is. But if you don't, a lead magnet or a freebie is literally just like a free piece of content that you offer to your audience. And in exchange for that piece of content, they give you their email address. And I think at this point, we have all downloaded some sort of freebie or lead magnet from somebody on the internet. So everyone's got, whether they realize it or not, has had experience with lead magnets. Now, when you are creating one for your own business, there's a couple of things you need to think about. Well, first of all, like why do it? Like why even have a lead magnet? And it's interesting because on Threads a few weeks ago, somebody actually posted a question like, do I need a lead magnet? You don't need anything, first of all, but like, no, you don't need a lead magnet. I personally think as a marketing strategist, somebody that's worked in the online space for the last 4 years, it's a really powerful tool. Why should you have one? First of all, it builds your email list. I think for me, that is my sort of number one goal with lead magnets, is that I'm continually looking at my email marketing strategy and how I can grow my list, how I can grow my community. Because, and I know I say this all the time, and I feel a little bit like a broken record, but you don't own your socials. You have no control over those platforms or the goddamn algorithms. But the thing that you do own and you do have control over is your email list. Once somebody has given you their email, they are consenting to be put on your email list. And that's part of email marketing health, which we'll probably get into at some point. But growing your list, building your list is one of the most beneficial things you can do for your business. Email marketing still has like the highest ROI of any marketing strategy still. And so your lead magnet and your freebie is sort of like that first thing they do to then get onto your email list. So it's building your email list. The other thing that a really good lead magnet will do is establish your authority, your expertise, and your know-how. If somebody downloads a free piece of content that is so good, so juicy, so valuable, and they get so much out of it, you are immediately establishing yourself as their go-to person for that topic or that thing. It, like I said, grows your community. If you're growing your email list, you are growing your community. And we are seeing that community is like becoming the most important thing in online business. People are sort of tired of like the flash in the pan feel of social media. They want to connect. They want to be part of something. And if you are growing community, you're growing a tribe. And humans love other humans and they want to connect. So this is all part of the reason why you should be putting out really valuable lead magnet freebies. So how do you decide what you're going to create and put out there? Okay, couple of things. Number one, you know what you specialize in, right? You know what you do and what you know best. I've said to clients in the past, if you're going to create a lead magnet, it better be something that you can teach in your sleep. Like somebody could wake you up from a really good nap and be like, tell me about this. And you could spend the next 30 minutes teaching on that subject. Cool. That is a great topic for a lead magnet. However, is that topic or is that thing that you can teach on, is that something that is really valuable to your audience? You have to remember that you're creating this lead magnet, yes, for your business, but it's to serve your audience. And the only way that they're going to actually want to download it is if the thing that it's teaching or talking about or the topic is something that is really, really valuable to them, something that they need. This goes back to understanding your audience, like, right? Like understanding what they need from you, what they are trying to achieve, the sort of wins that they are looking for. If you can create a lead magnet that gives them that quick win, that like immediate transformation of something, that's going to be highly valuable to them. There might be something, and I've done this in the past, where I've created a lead magnet that I thought was so good. Like, I was so into it. I was like, this is amazing. This is so great. For me, yeah, I loved it. If it had been out there and I was in the audience, I would have downloaded that thing in a heartbeat. But I wasn't thinking of my audience as I was creating this thing. I was thinking about myself. And spoiler alert, it totally flopped. And I have since scrapped it, and I'm reworking some things around it. But if it's not something that is valuable and is going to provide your audience with something they need quickly, because that's the other thing about a lead magnet, it's got to be that quick win. It's got to happen quick. There's no point in creating it. So take the time as you are brainstorming ideas to really look at what your audience is asking for. Is there a question you hear again and again that you can create a lead magnet to answer? If you're hearing that question all the time, that means that that is a valuable piece of content that your audience will want. Next, you're going to decide the format for your lead magnet. Now, lead magnets can come in a lot of different forms. I'm sure, again, we've all downloaded ebooks or checklists or workbooks. Like, there's so many different ways that you can present the information. But you have to decide what is going to be the easiest for you to create and what is a format that your audience is good with. So if you are somebody that has never, I don't know, recorded a podcast or recorded audio before, maybe don't choose like a private podcast as a lead magnet. If you are not super comfortable with graphic design and like getting on Canva and putting something together, then maybe you record a lesson on your phone, upload it with a quick worksheet or checklist, and that's your lead magnet. There's a lot of different ways you can present the information. So just be mindful of what you are comfortable creating and also what your audience is cool with downloading. People are very, very comfortable and familiar with the ebooks and the workbooks and checklists and that kind of thing. So maybe if this is your first lead magnet, keep it simple. Like, just make sure the information is really good and valuable. Don't worry so much about the format. You can always play with different formats later on. I think when it comes to lead magnets, the focus always has to be, like I said, on your audience and on giving them a quick win. Take a few minutes and think about some of the lead magnets that you have downloaded in the past. What were the ones that were really great, that like provided you with a lot of value, like a quick win, you really got something out of it? And then think about the ones that like didn't do a whole lot. You kind of gave over your email address and you got this thing and you were like, okay, well, thanks, I guess. You don't want to be in the thanks, I guess, category, right? So as you're thinking about and planning this lead magnet, always be doing it with your audience in mind. What can you teach them? easily and in a format that is easy to consume, that is going to give them a quick win, showcase your authority, and ultimately get them onto your email list. Once they're on your email list, then of course, that's a whole email marketing lesson, but getting them on there is the job of a lead magnet. And remember, they can be very simple and still super effective. So a lead magnet is not something I want you to overthink, but I want you to think enough about that you're delivering something great. If you have any questions about lead magnets, head over to either Instagram or to Threads, even though Threads doesn't have a DM feature yet, which I feel like is coming. So head to Instagram, shoot me a DM, and let me know what I can help you with. And as always, if this episode has been valuable, if you've gotten something out of it, I would so appreciate a follow. And if you have a minute, a review on Apple Podcasts. I am learning through my podcasting journey that the Apple reviews, or the reviews over on Apple Podcasts, are like the best SEO to help other people find these episodes. So if you have a minute, the link is down in the show notes. You can head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a quick review. I would so very much appreciate it. And until next time, thank you so much for being here. And remember, keep making magic in the margins of your life.